When I was growing up, I was obsessed with frogs. I couldn't get enough of them. As soon as I got home from school, I booted up the PC and downloaded as many low-res images of green tree frogs as our dial-up could handle. This is a bit of a long-winded story, but I think it's worth the payoff. My cousin used to come down from Bairnsdale and stay with my family. And she was about 15. Anyway, she had a boyfriend and they would talk on the computer over the internet. One day I came back into the study after she'd been in there and I went into my folder of frogs to look at my pictures of my frogs. And I clicked into my frogs and I'd named the frogs all different names, like Terry and like cute baby and stuff. And I saw one that said, "World's Worst Willy." I was like, I don't remember naming this little frog this. So I clicked into it. And I saw my first ever micro penis, age 7. So, yeah. Anyway, back to Go Frogs. Then, in 2003, my dreams came true. My parents bought me my very own green tree frogs. I remember the ordeal of getting them clearly. We lived in the suburb of Mount Waverley in Melbourne, and on the main road sat an aquarium shop. It was dark and mysterious and had fluoro tropical fish in the front window. In we went, and somewhere between the dank stench of humified snake enclosures and blue-tongued lizards, I chose my two frog-legged friends. It wasn't until I took them home and set them up together in their new hot pond that something became clear. My frogs, they were homosexual. They would spend each day together catching crickets and rooting. And it made me wonder, can animals actually be gay? Hi, I'm Frooms, and this is Where Are All the Baby Pigeons, a podcast about life's everyday mysteries. So, gay animals. When I started researching this episode, I put a question box on Instagram asking if anyone else had experienced their pets engaging in same-sex sexual behaviour.
I have a gay dog.
No. Heaps of dogs are queer, though. Like, a dog will literally hump anything. I'm pretty sure it's all of them.
When I was younger, my male guinea pigs used to have sex all the time, so my mum had to give them away to separate homes.
Since the gay penguins from Sydney Aquarium refused my interview requests, I had to find someone else who could tell me about all things queer in the animal kingdom. So I brought in my friend, comedian and gay animal, Louis Hansen.
I'm gay. And, you know, I grew up in a very heterosexual environment surrounded by straight social cues. But despite that, still very gay. So if that can happen to me, then surely that can happen to any other blessed beast in the kingdom.
So growing up, Louis was the only gay frog in the pond. Could that explain his expertise on gay tortoises?
Have you heard of Jonathan, the world's oldest tortoise?
No.
Actually, arguably the world's oldest living creature who came out as a homosexual a few years ago. Can you believe? 189 years old, I think. I hope he's still alive. Don't quote me on it. Am I an expert? No, I'm just here for fun. So apparently in 1991, they paired him up with a female tortoise named Frederica and they got on like a house on fire. They spent every day together. They're still inseparable to this day, 26 years. We love that for them. But in 2017, they found out that Frederica was actually Frederick. And all along, after 26 years, two male tortoises, one of them being the oldest living creature in the world, they were closeted homosexuals. And for that, we truly stan. Also, giraffes are really gay.
Giraffes?
Yeah, apparently they're one of the gayest. Among giraffes, there is apparently more same-sex than opposite-sex activity.
How do they even have sex?
Gay sex accounts for more than 90% of all observed sexual activity in giraffes. Once again, don't quote me on this. Am I a zoologist? No. But I'm here for the fun. And I'm here to advocate for giraffe gay rights.
Giraffes,
yeah. Apparently they love to get it on. Giraffes and bonobos popped up. Bonobos apparently... Wait, I actually did write a sentence about bonobos. I said, love to f*** orgies, all genders.
Because bonobos are the one animal, even including us, that f*** the most, right? And they're very similar to humans in that they live in communities, in families.
And apparently males, after they fight, they're known to perform, quote, genital-to-genital touching, known as penis fencing, as a way to reduce tension. More rarely, the study continues, they also kiss, perform fellatio, and massage each other's genitals. But penis fencing, what a great way to put it.
Shall we?
Yeah, penis fencing.
Okay, serious insights gleaned there. And while I learn a lot from that interview, I wanted to speak to an expert with a relevant uni degree. Sorry, Louis. Brett Mills is a professor at Edge Hill University. And for years, he's been researching the role television plays in representing animals, including the gay ones. Do gay animals exist?
Of course gay animals exist. It's animals engaging in same-sex behaviour or living in same-sex couples. Yes, that exists. It has been documented for centuries. It's been documented in pretty much any animal where anybody's gone to look for it. It's been documented in the wild. It's been documented in zoos. It's been documented in pets. So, yes, it exists. And that's kind of unarguable. And even the debate that exists in the scientific community, and that is a big kind of complex debate that I'm wary of simplifying, the debate that exists in the scientific community, which questions its kind of evolutionary value, and questions whether it might be, in inverted commas, what gets called aberrant behaviour rather than something, in inverted commas again, natural behaviour. Even those people who are wary of using those terms will accept that it has been documented in a load of animals. The question always is the extent to which we can understand that as, and again, there's going to be a lot of inverted commas here, whether we can understand that as natural behaviour or whether it's what gets called aberrant behaviour. That's where the kind of question lies. Having said that, there's still plenty of evidence of animals in the wild engaging in same-sex behaviour. And the interesting thing is, pretty much where anybody has looked for it, they have found it. It seems to be the case that one of the reasons why for some time it was not seen was that nobody was looking for it. And part of the problem connected to that is, depending on what animal you're looking at, there are some animals where the male and the female look virtually identical.
So they don't even know that they're gay.
Do you mean the animals or the observers?
Everyone.
Okay. I would guess, I mean, this is where it becomes very difficult to know what animals are thinking. I think I would say the animals certainly know they are, because obviously animals very often will know the other one's gender or sex or whatever, not through looking, but through scent or some other marker. But of course, as humans, very often the ways in which we're identifying animals' gender or sex is through looking. And so there's lots of penguins, for example, where from a human perspective, particularly if you're observing animals from a distance, which is how most people will observe them, it becomes very difficult to tell which one's male and which one's female, or if they are male or female. And so it seems that for quite some time, people looked at a pair of animals looking after an egg, for example, and just assumed one must be male and one must be female. And it was only when people went and did research where they actually got hold of those animals and looked at their genitals to discover, they went, oh, actually, this is two males. And so one of the reasons why it was not seen and continues not to be seen is because we humans typically work from an assumption that if you see two animals that look identical looking after a young or sitting in a nest or sitting in a den or whatever, we assume one is male and one is female. And that may actually not be the case.
Do you think because our attitudes towards the discussion of queerness in society is changing, do you think more research and more representation will eventuate?
Yeah, I think it definitely will. One of the interesting things about the development of queer culture and the questioning of heteronormativity has been a realization of the ways in which human cultures impose heteronormativity on the world around them and understand the world in that way as a default position. And so once you start questioning that as a default position, then clearly, once you're observing animals in the wild, that will change your behaviour. I mean, I've sort of seen that in an anecdotal way, in ways in which some friends have talked about their pets. So, for example, if you have a male dog that is constantly trying to have sex with other dogs, but it happens to do that to a male dog where it mounts it and is rubbing itself up against it, people will often go, oh, the dog is confused. But I've heard more recently go, oh, I wonder if my dog is gay. That actually, it's not that this dog thinks the dog that it's mounting is a female dog. Maybe actually it doesn't care. And maybe the question becomes less about straight and gay, and instead just becomes that those distinctions don't exist for some animals or for some species, and there's just sex. And the question of whether you're doing it with an animal that's of the same sex or different sex doesn't matter at all. That if my dog is mounting another dog, maybe it doesn't care whether the other dog is male or female, because it very often doesn't care what breed it is. And obviously, quite often a dog will try and have sex with a human's leg. It doesn't care. It just wants to have sex. And so the question of breed or gender may be entirely irrelevant. But the fact that we keep asking that question says something about us more than it says something about the animal, maybe.
In conclusion, we're all a little bit gay. Jump on Wikipedia and you'll find lists of hundreds and hundreds of species that engage in same-sex sex. Whether it's bonobos or rats, frogs or dogs, same-sex relations aren't just usual in the animal kingdom, they're expected. And it's easy to get bogged down in ideas that we think of as facts, but the theory of evolution is just that, a theory, written way back in 1859. It's also worth noting that in that same year, buggery, in inverted commas, which is anal sex, was still punishable by death in Britain. So it's doubtful that Charles Darwin was seeking out same-sex behaviour in animals. Just as our understanding of human sexuality is ever-changing, so is our understanding of sexuality in general. Sometimes we look at the animal kingdom in terms of hunting, surviving, and reproducing. It's easy then to overlook the fact that animals experience lots of the same stuff we do, like love, relationships, and sometimes, penis fencing. I'm Frooms, and this has been Where Are All the Baby Pigeons? If you're finding this podcast enjoyable, please appease my Nova overlords and chuck me a rating on Apple Podcasts. And if you feel like a saint, write me a review and tell me which animal you think is gay. For me, it's monkeys. What do you think, Ellie?
Peacock?
Peacocks, yeah, vibe. Thanks for listening.